What do you see as the key elements of a really good public education?
I think it all needs to start with great teaching. You need to have high expectations for your students and give proper supports through great teaching. And it's absolutely critical that there's family engagement. The partnerships between parents and families and students and teachers are absolutely critical.
Is there an experience from your education or maybe a particular teacher who helped shape you as a person?
Yeah, school was a place for me where I felt like I found my voice. I felt validated. I felt like I could grow and thrive. And yes, there were absolutely teachers who helped keep me on the right path. I was always a good student, and that was always because I had support from my family, but also from my teachers.
Tell me more about your education. You say school was a place where you felt you came into your own. Where was that? How did that happen?
So I grew up on the South Shore of Long Island, and I went to a school in a town called Seaford, kindergarten through high school. And I was so kind of grateful to the experience that I had that in my senior year of high school, I ran for the Board of Education in Seaford, in the town that I grew up in, and served for 3 years as a school board trustee to try to give back to the community that had given me so much.
Did you feel that you were able to accomplish anything?
I had a lot to learn, but the thing that I think was most powerful about having a former student, immediate former student being on a school board is I had the perspective of the consumer of the services, and it was really important to amplify that student voice.
Now, Ken Wagner, as somebody who's new to Rhode Island, what's your initial assessment of the state of Rhode Island's public schools?
The reason I was interested in coming to Rhode Island is really all the pieces are in place for great things to continue to happen. You have a governor who has made it very clear that education coupled with economic development are her primary focus. A legislature that's just gone through a session with the governor who's really put money where their values are to support things like early childhood education, multiple pathways through high school, early college experiences, investing in our school building facilities, and so on. And then you just have a great work that's been done. The Rhode Island Department of Education has gone through a comprehensive strategic planning process, getting input from thousands of people from across the state. So all of the different pieces are in place, the talent, the work, the support from leadership, as well as investing in the schools that we need to have.
Teachers in Rhode Island say your predecessor failed to listen to them and made changes to things like teacher evaluations, pushed for test scores as a graduation requirement without really taking their input seriously. Do you plan to make teachers a priority, and how will you reach out to them?
You need to come in and you need to listen. You need to engage. And I really believe you make better decisions that are informed by a diversity of perspectives. That's always been my leadership style in my various roles, and I expect that would continue here in Rhode Island as well.
Any specific steps you plan to take to reach out to teachers?
So I think the process has already begun. I've met with the union leadership. I've met with groups of teachers, as well as in school visits. Went to Central Falls a couple of weeks ago, went to Providence, and in both of those visits, it was important to me, and it's important to the process to sit down and talk with teachers.
There's been backlash in Rhode Island against what many parents and many teachers see as an unreasonable focus on test scores, and you saw a lot of that in New York as well. What's your position on testing?
We shouldn't have an unreasonable focus on test scores. Assessment is not the be-all, end-all of education. In fact, assessment serves instruction, and we need to make sure that we always view teaching and learning as first, and assessment just has an important place in that teaching and learning process. We need to have an understanding of whether or not our students are making progress. So you need to have a quality test to tell us, and that test needs to be comparable so we know whether all students in all communities and the progress that they're making. But assessment is just a servant to what's really important, which is the teaching that's going on in classroom and the learning that's happening with the students and the family engagement that is supporting that process.
How do you find the right balance there, and how do you think Rhode Island is doing in that measure?
People are concerned about testing, but what I believe people are mostly concerned about is test prep. We have to be very clear about it. Test prep is bad teaching. It's bad for students. It's bad for instruction. There is no place for excessive test prep. There is a place for just helping students understand what's going to be on the test and those kinds of things, but we need to focus on great teaching. And when we have great teaching, the students will do just fine on the test.
Do you think Rhode Island should stick with the Common Core standards in public schools and the standardized tests known as PARC, which is geared toward the Common Core and which a number of states are using, but some states have dropped out of that coalition?
I believe very firmly that we need to have college and career-ready learning standards. The Common Core is just one version of those learning standards. A lot of really smart people have done a lot of work with teachers across the country to develop those standards. And to me, it makes sense for Rhode Island to continue to take advantage of the work that's been done. PARC is a service provider providing an assessment to measure student progress on those college-ready learning standards. We're required by the federal government to have annual assessments in grades 3 through 8. We need to have meaningful measures of student progress, and PARC is a service provider that's helping Rhode Island meet that goal.
Should PARC test scores, or any test scores for that matter, be part of teachers' evaluations, and should they be part of the state's graduation requirement for high school seniors?
So the components of teacher evaluation is a long conversation that's informed by everything from federal requirements to state law and so on. I personally believe that it is important to have student performance factor in some way to teacher evaluation, and where the disagreement usually comes is exactly how that works. And we should continue to have that conversation and continue to make tweaks to our evaluation system. In terms of student graduation requirements, we need to make sure that our diploma has meaning, not just in a local community, but has meaning across the state and as well as meaning outside of the state. And we know that there is large variation in what local courses look like as well as what local course grades look like. So that's the reason to introduce the idea of an assessment, an exit criteria that includes an assessment for graduation purposes. That said, we need to do this in a very thoughtful way to make sure that students continue to have access to the graduation credential, because bad things start to happen to kids if they don't get a chance to graduate. So we need to take our time. And we also need to be mindful of there might be more than one way to establish that objective measure of exit criteria for graduation. Having a test serve that purpose is one way, but there's also other ways like AP courses and AP exams.
Rhode Island Education Commissioner Ken Wagner is in his first week on the job. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.